Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. MLA and Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, Jalio Rio, emphasizes on global urgency of effective garbage management. ECI announces by-election to 43 Dapi Assembly constituency in Nagaland on November 7. Assembly elections in 5 states in November. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says Israel-Palestine conflict will not create energy issue for India. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address contingent of the Indian athletes who participated in Asian Games 2022 tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, Jalio Rio, has emphasized on the global urgency for effective garbage management. He pointed out that plastic waste, especially multi-layer plastics, MLPs, and single-use plastics, SUPs, clogs drains, leading to various diseases. Jalio was today speaking at a sensitization workshop on the management of multi-layer MLPs and SUPs held at Kohima Capital Convention Center. Highlighting the ill impact of such plastics on public health, Jalio called upon citizens to assume responsibility for cleaning their environments and properly disposing of MLPs and SUPs and other waste. He further suggested integrating waste management into the school curriculum to empower the younger generation to lead the way in building a responsible and cleaner society. Speaking at a program, founder of Mumbai Sustainable Center, Rising Akarwal, highlighted the Safi Bank initiative, which focuses on the responsible management of multi-layer plastics. In her speech, Commissioner and Secretary of School Education, Kevileno Angami, expressed confidence in school children to serve as role models in changing and cleaning the environment, paving the way for a cleaner, more beautiful future. Administrator of Kohima Municipal Council, Lanusenla Longoma, emphasized on the collective responsibility on waste management. The workshop was held in collaboration with the Departments of Urban Development, Municipal Affairs and School Education, along with the Earth Alliance and Mumbai Sustainable Centre NGOs at the Kohima Capital Convention Centre. Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced to hold a by-election to fill vacancy in the 43 Dapi Assembly Constituency, ST of Nagaland, on November 7. The 43 Dapi Assembly Constituency, Andaman District, has fallen vacant after sitting MLA and advisor to the Social Welfare Department, Government of Nagaland, Noke Wangnau, passed away on 20th August this year. Polling the 43 Dapi Assembly Constituency seat will take place on November 7 and a notification will be issued on October 13. The last date for making nominations is 20th October, followed by scrutiny on 21st October. October 23 is the last date for withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will be held on December 3. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between 7 to 30th of next month, while the counting for all the 5 states will take place on 3rd December. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for these 5 states. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said polls in these 5 states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. He assured that the Commission will ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections in these 5 states. He also said that ECI has laid special emphasis on ensuring a healthy, pure and inclusive electoral roll. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that Israel-Palestine conflict will not create energy issue for India. Inaugurating the 26th Energy Technology Meet in New Delhi today, Puri said the government is watching it very carefully. He said a country will navigate its way through this issue. The minister said that India is moving towards energy transition. He added that energy transition in India will first be from fossil-based to cleaner fuels and further to renewable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games 2022 tomorrow in New Delhi. In the event, the Prime Minister will appreciate the athletes for their outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals in Asian Games 2022. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Minister for Ayush Sarbananda Sonowal today said that there will be dedicated Ayush Academic Department in All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in the country. He was speaking at a regional review meeting of the National Ayush Mission in Mumbai. Sonowal said that government is trying to ensure that both modern and traditional healthcare systems are available to people at all levels of healthcare system. He said that the world recognizes the Ayush system now because of its contribution during the COVID pandemic. In view of the Hornbill Festival 2023, Nagaland Chief Secretary has convened a meeting with all the line departments at 3 p.m. on 13 September at the Secretariat Conference Hall. The meeting will discuss the status of preparation and roadmap for celebration of the festival. All concerned have been directed to attend the meeting positively. Youth Voters Festival was held in Zeminu and Nongklak. In Zeminu, the festival was held today under the theme Your Vote, Your Voice to encourage maximum youth participation in the upcoming elections, specifically the summary revision of the photo electoral roll in 2024 and the general election to the Lok Sabha in 2024. Students from both government and private schools and colleges in Zeminu district participated in various competitions held as part of the event. SVEP Campus Ambassador Runehile Kippen and SVEP District Icon Christine Zeller extended felicitations to the female participants of the Girls' Campaign 2023 under Beti Bachao Beti Barhao initiative. In Nongklak, the Youth Voters Festival was held on Saturday last at St. Paul's School, Nongklak, with a name to inspire and educate the youth about their crucial role in the democratic process. Speaking at the fest, Nongklak STO Civil Vikoto Richab asked young citizens to take responsibility and create change through their votes. As part of the festival, various competitions, including penalty shootout and arm wrestling, were held. Department of Post Northeast Circle 2 today celebrated World Post Day at Dimapur Post Office, where outstanding officials were felicitated. Postmaster General Som Gamai said the Department of Post celebrates National Postal Week every year, starting with the World Post Day, which is the anniversary of the establishment of the Universal Postal Union. On the occasion, four officials from Department of Post, Nagaland Division, were awarded with cash and citations for their outstanding performance and devotion to duty. The awardees are Postal Assistant Kohima, Kekre Setio Solo, Postman Dimapur Bazar, YK Makar, Postman Jumagadima, Simon Zeliang, and Branch Postal Master Pungro M. Kensun Mio. National integration tour from Nagaland to Ahmedabad, Gujarat, culminated today at Kaspani with a grand flag-in ceremony by Major General Vikas Lakera, Inspector General of Assam Rifles North, as the chief guest. The 10-day-long tour was organized by the Assam Rifles, wherein 18 students from Morden College, Pipema, along with two professors, participated. Speaking at a flag-in program, the chief guest said that the experience and exposure obtained by the students during the tour will certainly help in bringing a positive change in the students' personal lives and also the future of their home state of Nagaland. Major General Lakera highlighted the commitment of Assam Rifles towards bright future of the people of Northeast and especially Nagaland. And now to end the news, here are the main points again. MLA and Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, Jalio Rio, emphasizes on global urgency for the effective garbage management. ECI announces by-election to 43 Dapi Assembly constituency in Nagaland on November 7. Assembly elections in 5 states in November. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says Israel-Palestine conflict will not create energy issue for India. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address contingent of Indian athletes who participated in Asian Games 2022 tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.